Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn. Giving a microphone, fresh dress, like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
Everybody, you're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Today is real simple. For everybody that's trying to become successful on any level, in any arena, any genre, I don't care what it is, if you're trying to be successful, this message is for you. Let me help you understand something real clear. You ain't gonna make it the way you want to, and you're not going to make it to the heights that's fully out there and available for you without God. And I'm just going to keep it real simple and clean for you today. You're not going to make it the way you want to, and you're not going to get to the heights that's available to you without God. You have to get this through your head. Now, listen to me. You can try it if you want to, because I did. I'm here to tell you, I am talking purely from experience here. You can try it without God, and you can see how far you can get. Now, will you have some measures of success? Of course you will. Will it feel like days like you might make it? Of course you will, without a doubt. But let me ask you a question, though. What you gonna do about them days when you feel like you ain't gonna make it? What you gonna do about them days when you feel like giving up? When you gonna do about them days where it feel like there are no answers to your questions? What you gonna do about them days? What you gonna do about them days when everybody laughing at you and turning against you? What you gonna do about them days when you just don't see no way through it? What you gonna do about them days? Oh, see, I got the sunshine. You know, sunshine cool. Everybody got friends when it's sunny outside. You want some friends? Hit the lotto. You want to get rid of them friends? Go ask for some help. Man, I'm talking about, man, they scatter like roaches when lights come on. I'm trying to tell you. So now, here we go again. You can do this without God now, because I've done it. And you can have yourself some measure of success. Let me even hip you to a little bit closer, though. Let me tell you why you are doing it without God and having some measure of success. Can I tell you why? Because of God's grace and mercy to us. Because of his grace and mercy trying to keep us in spite of ourselves for the real mission that he really got for us. See, that's the truth of the matter now. Now what we talking about now, Steve. See, so yeah, you can do it without God, and you can have some measure of success without God. And yeah, you got your little degree and everything. Yeah, you completed the program, got all that, yada, yada, yada. But don't you know something? It's because of God's grace and mercy that he helps us anyway, even when we ain't asking for help. When he bails us out anyway, when we ain't even asking to be bailed out. You know why? Because he loves us that much, that he would allow us to exist until we get our mind together where he could take us where he really trying to take us. But now let me tell you something, though. Let's get this real straight and clear today. You can do this without God if you want to. But I am telling you, to get to where you really want to be and to be all that God has for you, you got to have God. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. And let me tell you this here. I don't really care what nobody done told you. Are you listening to me? I don't care what they say. Don't get this thing twisted. They got these people out here talking about they Illuminatis and all this here. Man, don't listen to me. Don't get caught in this mess. Don't get caught in no foolishness. You were created by God. God created you and your soul. We were all created in his image. All of us. Don't get to talking about you finna cut a deal with the devil and all. You ain't cutting no deal with nobody, man. The devil don't do deals. He one-sided. I'm taking you to hell. You going to hell. You'll burn in hell. That's his deal. I want your soul. I want you to lose hope. I want you to take your life. I want you to take some other people's lives. I want you to feel hopeless. I want you to realize that there ain't no God. That's his whole deal. His whole deal is negative. Oh, he can talk you into dealing drugs if you want to, but let me tell you something about this. I watch these shows all the time. Drug, ink, and all this here, cocaine, mafia, everybody on now go to jail or get killed. Our prisons is filled today with our young boys because they thought they could outslick the system. They thought they had a way. They thought. They sitting up in here and they fell for the old cliche, man, I got to do what I got to do. I got to get this money. Well, the only reason you got to do what you got to do is because, like I say all the time, you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Had you just done some of the things you were supposed to do, had you just stayed in that school when it didn't look right, well, if you had just formed a relationship with God and gotten rid of the I ain't going to make it, the I'm hopelessness feeling, you wouldn't have found yourself doing something so far out the box, got you out here being in a spirit that don't even belong to you. God ain't created you to be no dope dealer or no such a thing or nothing even close to that. See, let's get your mind right and understand what's going on here. You know, that's what I need everybody. I need everybody to get me clearly about this. This is not going to happen without a relationship with God. It will not happen for you in any shape, form, or fashion. Now, one more time, for those of you that think you're making it without him, I want you to understand something clearly. It is but because of his grace and mercy that we exist. And God is just taking care of you, looking out for you. Got some angels encamped around you until you get your mind right so he can get you where you're going. But now I want you to understand something. There's a cost and a consequence and a penalty for everything we do that's outside the will of God. That's for all of us. All of us have consequences, penalties, and everything that we got to deal with outside of the will of God. Understand that clearly. Don't get this thing twisted sideways. You understand me? You know, I heard a young man tell me one day, he said, Steve, you know, man, I just don't see how God looking out for me if he would allow all these things to happen to me. I'm having such a hard time in my life. I really don't see how there's a God looking out for me. I looked at the young man. I said, let me ask you something, man. You still breathing? He said, yeah, I'm standing here talking to you. I said, you're still free. He said, what you mean? I said, you ain't locked up, are you? He said, no, I'm standing here talking to you. I said, where you get them clothes from? I bought them. I said, well, you bought them with what? I bought them with money. I said, where you get the money from, young man? He said, I got a job, Mr. Hoff. I got a job. I said, well, where you live, though? He said, I got an apartment. I said, well, where you get the apartment from? Mr. Hoff, I'm working. I got an apartment. I got a job. I said, oh, okay. Okay. So now this God ain't looking out for you thing. Finish telling me what you're telling me. Well, see, man, I'm having it real hard right now. I said, hey, man, are you hungry? Have you had lunch yet? He said, yeah, already had lunch. Yeah. I said, oh, okay. So go on, finish telling me about this, how God ain't looking out for you. He said, and you know, man, every time I try to do something, it seemed like it go wrong for me. I said, but let me ask you something, man. I said, every time it go wrong for you, I say, somehow you survive it. He said, yeah, I survive it some kind of way, but it still be all messed up for me. I said, but you still got through it, though. He said, yeah. I said, okay, man, go on, finish telling me how God ain't looking out for you. And he stopped. He said, hey, Mr. Harvey, he said, how come every time I tell you something that's going wrong, you keep telling me God looking out for me? I said, because you still here, man. I said, see, you don't understand it. I said, you seem to think that you're supposed to just, you're supposed to skate through life, that it's all supposed to go how you want it, any kind of way. I said, man, these is the test of your faith. I said, God looking out for you the whole time. I said, every time you tell me something going wrong, you seem to turn around and tell me how you survived it. You keep telling me what ain't going right, but you keep telling me all these things you have. I said, man, so what you got to do is you got to stop looking at the what you ain't got column and start focusing on the what you do have column. But if you ain't happy with nothing he done for you, you want him to keep piling stuff on. I said, you failing the test, young man. The test is, are you grateful for where you are right now so I could give you more so we can move forward? He said, oh, man, I never even looked at it like that. I said, well, why don't you take your blessed self on somewhere and sit down? He said, man, I think I'm going to go on over here and let you finish talking. I said, thank you, son. Sometimes you just got to look at what you do got, folks. That's all it is, okay? You can't make it without God, y'all. You got me today? All right, let's be clear. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, 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 21 minutes after the hour, that's what it is. It's Monday morning. Yeah, Steve Harvey Morning Show, alive and well. God is in the blessing business, and we are on the receiving end. If y'all listening to my voice, you are a recipient of a wonderful thing called life. You are participating in it. Your number ain't been called. You ain't had to push the chips up to the window. You ain't been booed. This is your day. Ladies and gentlemen, still taping the return of Showtime at the Apollo. Lord have mercy. Oh, good morning, God. Everybody. Shirley Strawberry.
Apollo. Good morning, Steve Harvey. I was wondering why you guys were laughing already. We haven't even started yet. Boy,
you got some ignorance, huh? Good morning, yeah. Crew. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, Charlie. Good
Junior.
Morning. Morning, huh?
What's going on?
Jamming it.
What up, fool?
Stupid is. Well, we are 2 days of taping. Mm-hmm. Oh, Showtime at the Apollo.
Oh, my God.
And boy.
Oh, that's your new show, yeah.
So you're back hosting, huh, Steve?
Yeah, I'm back. I brought it back.
Should have never left.
Uh-huh. Man, let me tell you something.
Unbelievable.
It is now going to be on prime time on Fox. Wow. I told them for years that show should have been on prime
time. 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Remember, he's coming like 3 in the morning?
Yeah, he's coming on 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Late. I told them.
They listened. Yeah,
they listened.
And they
now.
Finally listened all these years later, huh?
Damn near 30.
Yeah. Shirley, Paula, decades.
When we tell you the ignorance that it's one thing to go to the Apollo, no, to see the Apollo on television,
watch it,
but
on
to
TV.
Actually be in the room where the booing is done,
oh man,
it's all,
and the
it's
from the good, so, the intensity of the boo is
unbelievable.
With their whole hearts, with their whole hearts.
I mean, nice out of town people who come to New York just to see the sights. Turn vicious. They like, I'm not going to boo before anyone because that's not me at all. And then after like a juggler, they're like, boo!
Man.
They go in it, man.
Here was one of the great moments.
Okay.
It's so
a
many.
Comedian was coming out. And you know, I love comedians, man, because I want them to, I know the feeling of walking out there the first time.
Yeah.
God, I know the feeling. So I told the audience, I said, listen to me. I said, when a comedian comes out, it could be either a great moment, a once-in-a-lifetime moment, or... Now, I want you to know that there's a dude that yells out as soon as I say this. So I'm just letting you know the next voice you hear that don't sound like mine is what the dude said. I said, this could be a great... wonderful learning or what wonderful experience for this young man, or it could be a teaching moment. Let's teach him.
We got to finish this story, Steve. Coming up, something funny. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're supposed to do Ask the CEO right here, but
no, we ain't asking no CEO.
All right.
We've seen the CEO all weekend. We know what he's up to. Yeah, we know.
Let me reiterate one of my favorite moments. A comedian was coming on stage.
Wait.
I said, at the Apollo, we're taping Showtime at the Apollo. A comedian was coming on stage. Now, the voice you're going to hear last is not me, but what came from the audience. Okay. I said, folks, I know how he feels. I've been here myself. As a matter of fact, this is my very first TV show ever, Showtime at the Apollo. I'm back. I said, but this guy coming out here as a comedian, it's a tense moment. It could be a great moment for you. This could be a moment that makes your career and allows you to make a tape, and this could be one of the greatest moments of your career. Or... this could be a teaching moment. Let's teach it.
Take him to school.
Oh, my God.
Dog, I said, I looked upstairs. He said, cool. Let's teach it.
Teach Steve.
Let's teach his ass. Okay, here goes my other moment. They came to me. There was a white lady coming out, and she was a ventriloquist. So she had a dummy. And they came up to me and they said, Steve, the producers wanted you to know that this next performer suffers from anxiety. And so they're asking you not to be, you know, joking with her too much because you could throw her into an anxiety attack.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Now, pretty I don't curious. Know what that is, so mm-hmm. I don't know. How you coming up here with a medical condition? Mm-hmm. And because I'm not a doctor, so I don't know what it is that you're going through. So I can't stop telling these jokes just because you're here. So I announced the lady, and she comes down the aisle. Now, she's white. She got a white dummy. Uh-huh. But for the Apollo, she going to dress the dummy to make the dummy look hood. Now, she done put some little hair on the white dummy that's black hair. Okay, they picked up on this right away. So she comes up on stage. He got a bandana. He got a yellow bandana on his head, a blue jean jacket. And obviously, you done put this black hair on this white doll. So she forgets to rub the log.
That's
a no-no.
The booing started.
Yeah.
They booed her because of that?
Now,
when the booing started, she started to disconnect a little bit. her head snapped, and she looked at that crowd. I said, okay, I don't know what anxiety is, but I think she got it now.
The funniest part was when she made the dummy look at her, and then the dummy look at the crowd, the dummy look at her.
She started her routine. And the booing started.
Oh, my God.
When the booing started... she and the dummy had the same voice. It wasn't even a ventriloquist act no more. She said, hey, what's going on? He said, I don't know. She said, why are they booing? They booing us. So the booing was so ferocious, she walked off, and she had a full-fledged panic attack. I mean, she started shaking, all kind of stuff. So they're on the side of the stage trying to calm Lady down. So I come back out, and I'm telling the Apollo, I said, hey, man, just wanted to let y'all know. I wanted to say this before, but the woman who just left had anxiety, and she suffers from anxiety, and she's in the back having an anxiety attack. Black dude hollered out, we got no time for that BS, Steve. He didn't say BS.
No. Oh, no.
Everybody got no time for that BS, Steve. Hell, it's Harlem. We all got anxiety. Boy, I almost took my clothes off. I was laughing so hard, I was so hot.
Oh, my God.
Black dude said, man, we ain't got no time for that BSD. Get on out of here with that, man. Come on. This Harlem, we all got anxiety.
What else you got?
Man, them people was laughing so hard.
You can't even be sick in Harlem and win.
No, man, they don't care.
They don't care nothing about you.
They don't care nothing about you.
Oh, they just don't.
It sounds like you guys had a great time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Then here come another dude. He finna sing, right? He got on pearls, necklaces, got all these gold teeth in his mouth, got these tight pants on he done made. So he come up there, and now he talking to me crazy. Ah, Mr. Harvey. How many pinstripes you got on this suit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah.
Now I'm clean now.
Yeah.
So now the crowd, they don't, you can't say nothing about me.
No,
to the
can't.
Apollo crowd. This I dude, he belong to us.
Yeah.
Now I don't know where y'all at with this hill, but that ain't the way this works. So he talking. Now I'm just cataloging everything I see that's wrong with him. His boots, the zipper broke on his boot, I noticed that. His pants was too tight. The artwork on his jacket, somebody couldn't paint. And he had these fake gold teeth in his mouth. So then his mama was in the crowd, and we had a problem with his mama just one act before.
He's yelling out.
His mother.
She was yelling out. Yeah. So then he comes out. We talking. Don't nobody really like this boy, so he look up to Chance Cole. That's my mama upstairs. I said, we not really met you, mama. So then he talking, and one of them teeth fell out his head on the floor.
Oh, no.
One of them gold teeth.
The grill.
Yeah. I said, you're my man. I said, your tooth just fell out your head. So he bent over and picked it up and stuck it right back in his mouth. He started performing, and they booed him. When he walked off, I went out there and tore his ass up. Oh, you'd have been proud of you, boy. Come on, Shirley.
We'll be back after this jam.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with our national news. Of course, it's Monday. Reverend Motown is in the building. Deacon Def Jam is not here, but I think Reverend Adenoid is here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what's up with the fellas.
On?
Hello?
Sir, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Did somebody die? What happened, Reverend Adenoid?
So sorry for the loss you had in your family.
We are suffering here this morning.
Yes, you are.
At the jackpot joint over Jerusalem. We are grieving.
Yes.
So sad. We are debauchulated about it.
Serious.
We is down lower than low can go.
Lower than that. You're much lower than that.
Lower?
Lower than that. You are.
We are beneficum.
I think you could even go lower.
We are loaciously.
You know what? I don't want to push it, but I think there's another level of low.
We is hella low.
It's low.
Hella low.
You've reached it.
That it with you?
It's right there.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is my older brother Adenoid who got me into the ministry.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The pain that we're in today.
Unbelievable.
The suffering.
The sorrow.
That we're dealing with today.
Man.
Aww,
so sad.
I'm so sorry.
The loss is gripping.
There's a hole in my heart.
Lord Jesus.
Huge hole.
Lord Jesus. We are suffering today because.
Okay.
The Cleveland Cavaliers is down 2 games in the NBA Finals.
Somebody hold me.
Somebody
please
died.
Hold me.
I thought it was
Lord
somebody too,
gracious sure. God, our Father, where are you now? Don't forsake
why
me.
Why have you forsaken us?
In our need. I don't understand.
Bring it home.
Why you would do this to us 2 years in a row? Have we not proven that we know how to act when we win a championship. Why in the world we gotta go down to every year with these light-skinned boys? Why in the world Steph Curry stepping back on the three-foot line? Why don't we get the three-pointer took back out of basketball? Luau Cinder stopped him from dunking in college. I think we ought to stop the three-point line because he keeps stepping back there dropping threes on us. And I can't watch it no more.
Oh, man.
Oh, it is so hurtful.
Yeah, man.
This morning. Yeah. Last year we suffered down two. Then we got down 3-1. And out of the ashes, out of the rubble,
Kevin Durant,
out of the murk and the mire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And here we came. I don't know if the Lord is going to do the same thing twice, but it ain't looking good.
Not at all. Not at all.
I don't know henceforth, nor furthermore.
Not henceforth.
What we're going to do about this here sad situation with the Cavaliers.
If there's any way you can make something bad happen to Kevin Durant, not nothing big, just a little something.
Maybe if Kevin Durant's mama could call and just say she don't want him to play or anything. We don't want no illness on him because we love him. But we
maybe, little pops or nothing like that.
Maybe if you could have Steph, I don't know. Lord, without trying to wish no ill will, this is a hard request.
A chipped tooth or anything.
We need some ill will.
Need a chipped tooth?
Let you pick a choice, Lord. Only you know.
Something light, have. Lord.
Something light.
Some light.
Can you hear yourselves?
Earthquake just at day house.
What? Something light, though.
Their cars get buried in the rubble and they can't make it. To the game.
Some light, some easy.
Just something easy, Lord. We don't want nobody there.
Let him know you're there, Lord.
I think winning was
something light. Something light.
Earthquake.
When they pee tonight, let something be in the water. Trouble the water.
Make it blue, Lord. Make it blue. Yeah.
That'll throw your game off.
I can't stand it.
Trouble the water.
Yeah.
Make it blue, Lord. You can do it.
You turn water into wine. Made the blind man see.
We're just asking for a color. That's all we're asking.
All we need is blue water now to come and save me. I ain't asking nothing more than maybe diarrhea.
No.
I'm just throwing out a suggestion of
just some light.
I'm talking about where running up to Courtney and it's just running down his leg.
What color?
Yeah, that can be blue too.
What?
Diarrhea, Lord, something that he can live with and not be hurt. Diarrhea don't hurt, it just embarrass you. Running down the floor. Now we gotta clean up the floor.
Yeah. And some light, though.
It's something light, Lord.
That's all we ask. God will be nice.
Something to make him go, oh, my God.
The whole team. Now, they all out there got the pins.
Yes.
Warriors.
All the Warriors got fat shorts on. Got diarrhea. Yeah. Hard to shoot a jumper with diarrhea.
You can't pull up all that weight. Thank you, Lord. Could you do that?
next game is Wednesday night in Cleveland.
You can do it. Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're hoping to get it 2-2 in Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
We need to win both of them.
2-2.
Lord, we can't go back out there.
To Oakland. You can't do it.
Oh, because it's an evil place
out
there.
2-2 or the number two.
What about the Lord helping Cleveland? What can the Lord help Cleveland do?
Play.
What can the Lord help Cleveland
can
do?
Can he play the game?
Well, hell, we need to hurt Golden State. Don't worry about it. We can shoot jumpers. We just ain't making as many as them.
Oh, okay.
Boy, they, not ugly, man.
They not missing. They not
missing. All right. Well, next game again, Cleveland.
Hopefully, they'll pull it out.
Mm. I think they will.
Hashtag defend the land. That's the hashtag.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, King James.
Come on, LeBron. Oh,
what's happening?
You hashtag know. Blue water.
That would need to happen.
Okay.
Something light. That's all.
Just something light. Okay. You think they can come back, though?
Do I think what, Shirley?
They can come back.
They did last year, but this ain't last year. They look like they're playing a little bit more angrily. Got that tall, skinny boy out of Oklahoma in this. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Now you got to watch the light-skinned people and dark-skinned, too. It's just too much.
All right, Miss Ann is coming up with our national news. We'll be back right after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Miss Ann is standing by with today's headlines. Always got to find out what's going on in the world. But Steve, first, let's talk about Bill Maher and what he said and then his subsequent apology. HBO late night host Bill Maher apologized for using the N-word during his Friday show that led to a firestorm of criticism, needless to say. During an interview, Bill was talking to Republican Senator Ben Sasse about the senator's book, The Vanishing American Adult, which explores why today's young people are unable to survive in a competitive global economy. So the conversation drifted to Halloween and how dressing up is no longer just a children's tradition. Take a listen.
Be a kid thing.
It's not anymore.
Not out here. No, adults dress up for Halloween. They don't do that in Nebraska?
It's frowned upon. Yeah, we don't do that quite as much, but...
Wow. I've got to get to Nebraska more.
You're welcome. We'd love to have you work in the fields with us.
Work in the fields?
That's part of that.
Senator, I'm a house... No, it's a joke. Thank you. You still work...
All right, you heard him. It's a joke. On Saturday morning, HBO said in a statement, Bill Maher's comment last night was completely inexcusable and tasteless. We are removing his deeply offensive comment from any subsequent airings of the show. Chance the Rapper tweeted, please at HBO, do not air another episode of Real Time with Bill Maher. In a brief statement Saturday, Maher said he should not have used the derogatory term in the banter of a live moment. The word was offensive and I regret saying it and I'm very sorry. That's what Bill Maher said. So there you go. Hmm. Hello, comedians on the show.
Yeah. See? Well,
How
are we going to stop others from using the word when we sing in the word? That's just...
Wow. Man.
How are we going to do it?
Wow. Mm. Mm. You know, we are in a predicament. Correct. Because, now, Bill Maher is a comedian, and I can definitely understand how it got out there.
He got caught up in
my comedy,
right?
I've never used the word in my comedy. Because I don't want to give it to nobody. So I've never used it in any of my specials. You can look back on everything I've ever put on tape anywhere. Now, do I use the word? Daily. Mm-hmm. Daily. It's a part of my vernacular when I'm talking amongst people that I know. So I don't want to sound like I'm hypocritical because I use the word daily. I don't do it in my act. Because I don't want this to happen. I don't want to give it to people who are not using it in the way that it was, you know, that I use it, right? Mm-hmm. So I understood where he come from, you know. He ain't a bad-spirited dude, you know. He shouldn't be taken off the air for it or nothing like that.
Or lose his job. And
or lose his job. I understand what he was saying, you know. But this is a dude, too, for those of you, this is a dude that only dates black women. You should know that, too.
So that ain't his first time.
Yeah, that ain't
his. Probably ain't the first time.
All right.
That didn't even sound right.
Said it the night before.
Let's move on and introduce Miss Ann, okay, with our national news and headlines. Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Good morning, everybody out there. Shirley Collar, Tommy Jr.
Good morning.
J. Anthony Brown. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Okay, British police have arrested 12 people in connection with Saturday's terror attacks in London. Yes. Officials say 7 people were killed, 21 others critically injured when attackers drove a van into pedestrians on the London Bridge and then stabbed people in a nearby neighborhood. Cops say 3 men who appeared to be wearing explosive vests that turned out to be fake were themselves killed in a hail of bullets. Prime Minister Theresa May says there's something that needs to be acknowledged.
There is, to be frank, far too much tolerance of extremism in our country. So we need to become far more robust in identifying it and stamping it out across the public sector and across society.
Meanwhile, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, says that security has been ramped up even higher all across the city.
Londoners should be aware that there will be additional armed and unarmed police officers on our streets from tonight in order to keep Londoners and all those visiting our city safe. I want to reassure all Londoners and all our visitors not to be alarmed. Our city remains one of the safest in the world.
Nevertheless, authorities urging Londoners to report anything they see suspicious. ICE is claiming responsibility for Saturday's terrorist attacks, but that hasn't been confirmed. In the past, ISIS has claimed responsibility for attacks that it was not directly involved in. President Trump reacted, of course, on Twitter, saying that the U.S. stands by London and the U.K., calling the attacks evidence of the need for his travel ban on people coming from 6 mostly Muslim countries. Opening statements to be made in suburban Philly later on this morning. In Bill Cosby's trial for alleged sexual assault, Cosby already announced that he will not be testifying. There will be no cameras. They're also not allowed in Pennsylvania courtrooms anyway. Cosby faces 3 counts of felony aggravated assault related to allegations that he drugged and then fondled a woman in his suburban Philly home. Each count could carry a 10-year sentence. More than 40 other women have accused the 4-time Emmy winner of a similar type of assault. Tops of the box office this weekend was Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman brought in a whopping weekend total of $100.5 million. That's right, making it also the highest grossing opening of a film directed by a woman in Hollywood history ever. That's it, ever, ever, ever. Former Knicks head coach and Los Angeles Laker Derek Fisher arrested over the weekend on suspicion of DUI after police say his vehicle overturned on a freeway in Sherman Oaks early yesterday morning. Neither Fisher nor his passenger girlfriend Gloria Govan, you know her from Basketball Wives, neither one was injured. 2 professors, University of Washington, are formally asking their school to start offering a new class called Calling BS. That's a title, Calling BS. They would say it's essential for people to be able to identify BS or fake news. That's right. That's why they're going to teach people how to pick it out. 20 minutes after the hour, Eugene the Butterfly. Stay tuned. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I have a Father's Day gift idea for all y'all. Father's Day is it? No, it's not this Sunday.
No.
You're supposed to be introducing me.
Yeah, this is no, okay. Butterfly's
here
time,
is.
Steve.
Him. It's him.
Good morning, everyone. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley Carter Jr., J. Anthony Brown. Good morning to all of you all.
Butterfly.
Morning, Butterfly. Good morning,
Butterfly. It's Monday. Mm-hmm. So listen, today is what we call Coworker Monday. It's Coworker Monday. This is where you get to know your coworkers more. Today is the day you ask your coworker a very odd question. So I have a question for you all. Okay?
Okay.
Are you going to ask us each individually? The odd question
is the
it's
the same question.
Well, it's not going to be odd to me. Go ahead.
It is. It is. If anyone in the room could be your servant for the day, who would you choose and what would you have them doing?
I would have you as my servant.
You didn't even call your name yet, Steve.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But you can
go ahead and
go
finish,
first.
Mr. Harvey. I was saving you.
I would have you as my servant.
Doing what? What would I be doing?
Cleaning me.
Oh, my God.
Just in a tub. No. Just a rag.
No, we ain't going to be in a tub.
Where you going to be at? Where you going to be at?
No shower? Water involved. No.
Oh, Lord.
No?
Wet wipes.
Go ahead. Who next?
Oh, Lord. Junior.
Yeah.
Who would be your servant and what would they be doing here in the
Jay.
Group?
Jay. He would be administering all my medication.
Your home health care assistant.
with scrubs on.
Okay, well, ain't no sense in me doing sick what I do and die. J.Anthony Brown.
Oh, I'd go with Shirley. Me and Shirley would hang out for the day. We'd go shopping, and I make Shirley carry all the bags. And I'm just shopping for myself.
Oh, and she can't buy nothing. She can't buy nothing, right?
Okay, so here we go. We got to move out. Carla.
Huh.
A servant for the day on the show.
Uh-huh.
And they do whatever you want them to do. What would you have them doing?
Shirley, she got to cook and clean, baby, all day.
Yeah.
The death of me. The death of me. Get in there and wash these dishes.
And last but not least, Shirley Strawberry.
All right, I'd have to go with Steve, obviously. Obviously, I'd have to go with him.
What you going to have him doing?
He'd have to do my hair. He'd have to do my hair.
Girl, you finna look so crazy.
I'm talking shampoos, the whole nine.
Present all right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here comes your favorite part of the show. Time for Jay to murder another hit.
Ignorance. This is a whole weekend of ignorance. This is
God, this doggone Apollo, boy. This thing right here.
Put no, time on
I am vintage.
He said vintage.
Time to get into the Murder's Hit, man. Murder's the Hit. You love this segment. It's where we take songs that are very popular and we destroy them. That's the name Murder's the Hit.
And that you do.
Big song by Drake was what? Hotline Bling?
Hotline Bling.
Mm-hmm. Hotline Bling.
Yeah.
Very big song. Uh-huh. Yeah. Pretty much every song Drake has is a big song.
Yeah,
well, not here.
True.
Not up in here. Here you go. You're staying in the restroom too long. Check this out right here. Get it. You know what? They always blame the men. They always blame the men. I'm here to tell you, fine ain't got nothing to do with it. Girl, you've been in my bathroom too long. Got me thinking something wrong. In my bathroom too long. Got me thinking something wrong. I walk in and cannot breathe. With my eyes, I cannot see. Tell me, girl, what did you eat? To kill that smell might take a week. If we were not dating, I would sue. You need a porta potty by yourself now. Somebody should have warned me I feel left out. A box of matches won't help get that smell out. The only word that I can say is pew. Had to open all my windows and my front door. Girl, you cannot use my toilet no more.
Girl, that is a scent I never smelled before.
Girl, you been in my bathroom too long. Got me thinking something wrong. In my bathroom too long. Got me thinking something wrong. I walk in and cannot breathe.
Really, Jay?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it has happened.
That's murder.
Don't let the fine fool you, hear?
No, that's murder.
Damn, bro. I love it. I didn't know.
Steve, you ever rethink, you know?
Yeah.
You hired him, okay?
Beautiful.
Oh, I rethink it.
Beautiful.
And I am telling you.
Sing, what?
I'm not going.
Hey, at least you sang it right now.
Boy, that was a singer last night that came out there and did that on the Apollo.
On the Apollo.
Really?
Oh, Tommy.
How was it?
Hey, man.
What? Oh, you missed the whole thing.
Oh. Did she nail it? Did she nail it?
She.
It wasn't a she.
Yeah.
What?
It was a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a guy.
He put some runs in the song that were never there. That were never.
Boy, I'm talking about, man. He wrote a version of it.
Yeah.
Boy, he put a version of man.
Man.
And at the rehearsal, he had so many runs in the song. Just trying to show you range and stuff that you didn't even recognize the song.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when it was over,
the song stands on its own.
Yes. Yeah. And she's an Apollo legend.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh. Okay.
So,
Jennifer.
Needless to say, they got him. So he goes off. he's back there explaining it to some people in the wings, and I'm watching him because he wore his mama's jacket.
Wait a minute, Shirley. Now we get to the real reason why Steve brought him back. This all this is really about.
He wanted to see that jacket again.
Because I asked him, was any family with him? He said, no, they couldn't make it because it was graduation time. And, you know, big and they didn't have money to do both. So they went to the graduations instead of coming to watch him make his national television debut. So after he sang, I said, well, you know, he had a piece of his mama with him because he wore her jacket. And
you
boy,
they
ate him alive.
They ate him alive.
And he didn't understand. So I went over to Ray Chu. I said, Ray, I know you told him. He said, man, I told him in rehearsal, don't overcook this song. You're doing too many runs. He didn't listen.
Wow. Yeah. They got him.
So they did. All they run.
Him in the jacket.
Hey. All right, well, look who's here. The nephew. We're just going to let that go by. Oh, I don't think so. The nephew's coming up with his prank phone call. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, guys, right about 4 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letter subject. Steve, you're going to love this letter. The subject is my 65-year-old vixen. My 65-year-old vixen. That's the subject of today's Strawberry Letter. Let that marinate a little bit.
Ain't that one of the right?
But the nephew has made it to work.
There we go.
He said, isn't that one of the rain?
Yeah, that's when you're young. Ain't that one of the rain?
Tommy Jr.
It's that
Blitzen.
What he
said? It's Blitzen, not Vixen.
It ain't Vixen?
No.
I thought he was Vixen? Right.
No, he's wrong as hell.
Junior, I thought I was going, boy, you know you're young. He thought it wanted a damn rain here.
On Donna, on Blitzen, on Vixen.
There ain't no Vixen up in there.
Go ahead, Junior. You ride it.
He gonna make on Donna, on Blitzen, on Vixen. What?
That's the sickle cell reindeer. Zip in there.
On crooked, on slash.
On twisting, on misting. On resting, on twisting.
Onward, crisis.
Oh, y'all.
Junior, which one of the reindeers got diabetes?
Old sugars. Old sugar. Gone toe.
Ain't one of them. Ain't one of them named Vincent. No.
On 280 over 40. Go ahead.
We know it's cold. Y'all can't fly, but do your best.
Okay, that's real funny. It's really, really funny, but I'm not letting this go. Sorry. The nephew is here now.
You're untimed. Oh, yeah.
You know what? Shirley, you keep saying.
He's here.
Okay, Tim, what happened this morning, man? Because Shirley,
I'm going
before the prank phone call.
I'm going through some personal things.
See? What? What are you going through?
That's always good.
We're all going
never
through everything.
Go wrong with
okay,
that.
Okay, just will y'all not try to judge me when I tell you?
I'm with you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank
what you. Is it? My number two time, like she want to have a boyfriend since I don't have 100% of the time I can spend with her.
Your what? Side piece. You got side piece.
He was late because of that ignorant mess. What?
That's a legitimate problem. That's something
my
you
number
deal
two
with.
Talking about, is it all right if she have a boyfriend since we can't spend time 100% together? I'm frustrated with that right now.
So you're going
I can't
through.
Believe your stupid ass said.
I can't believe you just said what you what? Said.
I understand
on
your
the
tongue.
Air. I cannot believe.
I just said, don't judge me. I asked you to help
I'm
me.
I'm judging all day on this one.
Yeah.
You got to deal with it. Right?
We say we're not going to judge you, but
we don't mean
we
it.
We judge. Yeah.
Hey, man, what color you want your casket? Is it?
Thank you.
I mean, I'm with but you. You can't come to work and deal with that. That's a lot of pressure. I understand.
Stop Jay, stop him, co-signing Jay. His stupidity.
Start playing this game now.
I understand.
Should I give you real understanding about what I'm going through? And you just...
It's Monday. You're late. At least you're here. At least you're
and
here.
Number two has issues, Shirley.
Yeah.
You think, wait till
does
number
your family
one
have
hit
a favorite
drink.
Choir they like?
Yeah. What you say,
listen,
Junior?
Does your family have a favorite choir they like to sing?
He playing in the funeral.
Come on. He's playing in the funeral.
You're getting information.
You're for the funeral, because as soon as your wife hear this.
All right, hear the
do
prank.
You have
can
a
your
problem
wife
with being created?
Cremated.
I'm sorry.
And your cremated wife help me with my thesis. That's the prank. Come on.
Is your wife.
Hello? I'm trying to reach. Yeah, who is this? Hey, my name Ellis, man. Is this Daryl? Is this her husband?
Yeah. This is me. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, man? Listen, my mother's Miss man. She goes to church with your wife's mom, with mother. And I'm actually in med school, man. And they told me your wife she's a nurse. Is that right?
Yeah. She's a nurse. But you say your mama go to church with my wife's mama?
Right. My mother's she goes to church with mother.
Oh, okay then. All right.
What I was calling y'all for, Daryl, man, if you didn't mind, I wanted to. I'm getting ready to do my thesis, man. I'm doing my thesis for the end of the year, end of the semester, man, for med school, and they told me your wife, you know, that might be able to help me out. So I was hoping I could talk to her for a second, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Hold on, real quick. All right. Hold on.
Okay.
I want to talk to you about something. His mama go. He want to talk to you.
Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Yes?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Ellis. My mother, she go to church with your mother.
Uh-huh.
And they gave me your number that you might be able to help me out with some stuff. I'm in med school right now. I'm studying to be a gynecologist. And you might be able to help me out with some things. And I wanted to reach out to you if it was cool.
Okay. And what's your name again?
Ellis.
And your mom goes to church with my mom?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. What I'm doing is
I'm doing my thesis, and you know, this is my big end of the year exam.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm doing is I'm making my thesis a video, in opposed to a report.
Okay.
So everything is going to be on video. So what I'm trying to do is actually get a time where I can hook up with you and maybe examine you and get all that on video.
So you saying you want to videotape me? What kind of exam did you take?
I will be giving you a you know, and I put your legs in the stirrups and all that, and just video me doing the actual examination on you.
You want a video? Maybe you want to videotape him giving me a
Hello, hey, say, dude, what you talking about? You want to do what again, dude?
I'm working on my thesis, man, and what I'm doing, my thesis is going to be a video. So I'm going to actually video myself giving your wife a
man, what you talking about? You want to videotape my wife giving a what the wrong with you?
Hey, brother, this right here for my grade, man. You know, this ain't nothing on a personal tip, man. This is for the grade, you know. Your wife being in the medical field, I thought y'all would have kind of understand something like that.
This is my wife you talking about, dude. If you can't, you want a video camera of my wife. Who got to look at it, man? You can't, man, hell no, man.
Hey, well, man, listen, this is for my grade, man. This ain't, I mean, only the professor is going to see.
You can smoke as far as I'm concerned. You better go find somebody else. You ain't gonna do my wife. This again, man.
My name Ellis, man. I told you, you know, my mama, Miss, she go to church with my mama.
He can't go to church with my mama, and I'm calling
him. Man, no, we don't know who the Miss is, man. We ain't never seen your mama, man. What you trying to do? You ain't finna do no on my wife, man. All y'all. Hell yeah.
And, okay, but y'all, let me ask you something. Don't she go in there and get a anyway at least once or twice a year?
Yeah, she do, but she ain't got no videotape my wife and like that.
But man, this is brother.
You better go find somebody else, man. That, man. Man, dog. All that, man. I don't know you. I don't know your mama. All y'all, man.
Okay. Can you put me on speakerphone so I can talk to both y'all?
No, hell no. You ain't finna talk back to my wife.
Okay, can I say one more thing?
Come on, videotaping my wife, dog. Yeah, you ain't talking to my wife no more.
I just want to say this, man. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy, Doug.
Baby. Talking about this is Nephew. This ain't no Nephew Tommy talking about videotaping my wife. This is Nephew Tommy.
Yeah. You got a boy named Doug, don't you?
Hold on, wait. What'd you say? Who did that?
Doug.
Tell him. Doug and Tony. I'm going to kick his man. That's some man. Dude, you don't call nobody. Oh, dog. Man, you had me hot, dude.
Oh, man. Y'all all right, man?
My heart was beating fast, man.
Hey, man. Hey, put the phone up over y'all for the hills, man.
Okay, hold on right quick. Let me see if I can turn the speaker on. Hold on. All right, go ahead, man.
Okay. Down.
What?
I got one thing I got to ask y'all. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all play too much.
Man, say, man, next time my wife go back up in there, man, get up. I'm going up in there, man. Make sure y'all ain't up in there.
There we go.
There we go.
Let's keep just a little. I just want to get you a couple drops of stupid this moment. That's right there. Right there.
Oh, okay. Well, you did that. You definitely did that. Mission accomplished.
Thank you.
Hey, can we shout out to our friend who was with us on Friday, came in, kicked it with us, the one and only Kevin Hart.
Kevin,
he promoted his movie, Captain Underpants. Congratulations to him. Kevin, you were right.
That's nice. Kevin,
yeah, you were right.
You still ripped me off. I don't care what you say.
Oh.
Lieutenant Draws was my idea. He stole it.
Well, Captain Underpants came in number two at $23.5 million.
Number two,
pretty impressive,
you
Kevin.
Said number two.
Very impressive.
Underpants number two.
We'll be back with the strawberry letter. My 65-year-old vixen. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Let's get right to it. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry letter.
On time for that. Okay, subject, my 65-year-old vixen. Did you hear me?
Yeah, we heard you.
Yeah, girl.
Subject, my 65-year-old vixen. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 70-year-old married man. My wife is 65 years old, and we have been married for 10 years. Recently, I was planning a surprise birthday party for my wife, and I realized that I needed some of her girlfriend's phone numbers. So I went through my wife's phone to get the numbers. After getting the numbers, my curiosity got the best of me, and I looked through her text messages. That's when my world fell apart. I saw several text messages between my wife and another man, and they were discussing what was happening between her legs. She sent a message to him saying that she was keeping her legs closed to everyone except him. After further investigation, I found out they have been communicating for 2 years. Most players know that when men and women start talking about activities between a woman's legs, sex is bound to happen. After I confronted my wife and she said that it was just a game, I told her that I did not believe her and that I didn't trust her anymore. By the way, she has become a sex dynamo in the last 30 days. She has been doing and saying things that I have never heard from her before. I am devastated. What is going on? What should I do? I'm really sorry that this happened. I really am, because you sound like a man who truly loves his wife. I mean, you're planning a party for a birthday. That takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of time. You're trying to get her friends involved, etc. You care for your wife very dearly, I think. But you know that old saying, the one, you know, if you go looking for something, you just might find it. And that's what you did when you looked through her phone and then you looked through her text messages. Sadly, you found it. Your wife is sexting and maybe a lot more with another man, and it's been going on for 2 years with this other man. So what should you do, you ask? You need to make a decision, you know, on whether you can live with this or not. I mean, most men can't. I don't know. You're 70 years old. Most men can't. That's all I can tell you, you know. You need to make a decision. You need to talk to your wife. You need to take it from there. It's been going on for 2 years. It doesn't look like she's very much concerned about it. She said it was a game. And, you know, she's been doing things and acting differently for the last 30 days. So you got a problem in your marriage, and you need to make a decision what you're going to do about it. Steve?
We have a real situation here.
Yeah.
This is a letter from a professed 70-year-old player. Mm-hmm. It's hard being a 70-year-old player.
Oh.
Hard. Hard. Hard trying to be a player at 60. Hard. It's hard being a player at 50.
Yes.
But there are men who do it. Now, this ain't about a man that's a player. This is about a woman who's a vixen. Mm-hmm. A vixen, which is the name.
A rainy.
Mm-hmm. Sickle cell rain. That's been stricken. Can only fly during warm weather.
Right.
You can't fly with the rest of the reindeers.
No, that's
I can't go out there and Santa Claus.
Not in that cold. This is supposed to be about your strawberry
laugh. That's all it is out there, Santa Claus.
I just made Junior spit coffee everywhere.
Can I get a jacket?
He's a 70-year-old man, wife 65. They've been married 10 years. Tried to plan this party. Needed a girlfriend, went through a phone. Saw several text messages between my wife and another man. They was discussing what was happening between her legs. She said she was keeping her legs closed to everybody but for him. Further investigating, you found out they had been talking for 2 years.
Wow.
Most players, now this is him now, most players know when men and women start talking about activities between a woman, sex is bound to happen. After I confronted my wife, she said it was just a game. I said, I ain't trusting no more. Damn, player, I sure hate, like Shirley said, that this has happened to you. You being a player and all. Well, player, need to get back in the game. Do you 70? It has happened. I really don't know what to do with cheating at 70. I cut it off a while back, dog. So I really don't have any experience of what's to come at 70. But I got a couple of suggestions for you, because you got to slow her down. Then what you need to do, call in and cancel all her prescriptions. We've got to slow this woman down. You've got to slow her down. Call the CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens, and cancel all her prescriptions. She owns some kind of medicine. That's the first thing you do. So sleeping around ain't her first priority anymore. Is how? Where the hell am I going to get my medicine? Second thing I need you to do is pull her pension plan. And look at it and see if there's a clause in the pension plan. These is old-ass problems I don't know nothing about. So I'm just assuming.
Yeah.
Pull her pension plan and see if there's any clause in there for deviant behavior where you can hang that pension over her head. Like if you're sleeping with more than two people and he can be proven, you lose your pension. You got to get something in there. The next thing I need you to do is call Medicare.
Medicare?
Call them people down at Medicare and let them know you've canceled her prescription. That'll shoot her rates up. Once your rates go up, that cuts down into sleep around money. You can't chip in on hotels or nothing because you got to get this. All go back to these damn prescriptions. These are the suggestions that I have for you. After you've done that, Medicaid and all that.
Yeah.
Then I need you to do the one thing that could probably devastate her the most before.
Wait, hold that, Steve. Yeah. We got to go to break. Hold that.
When I come back, these are the three things you could do to really hurt her.
Yeah. Keep us in suspense. We'll be back. Subject, my 65-year-old vixen with part two coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Coming up at 41 after the hour, Nephew Tommy's Weekend Confessions. Call us to confess 877-29-STEVE because what, nephew?
I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. That's all. The booth is open. 877-29-STEVE.
Who calls in for this?
I don't know.
A lot of people.
This is a huge segment. Okay, huge segment. Yeah, they're going through just like he is. But come on, Steve, part two of your response to today's strawberry letter, my 65-year-old vixen.
Well, see, the only way, he's got some things he's working on. He found out his woman cheating on him. He's 70. She's 65. This is out of my league of advice because I ain't there yet.
Right.
And I don't even know how you deal with the fact that your girl, who really ain't a girl no more, is this old-ass woman then decided to pass it out. Now, damn,
Where is she finding the energy and the time to pass it out? So the best thing I can tell you, old player, is you got to create a more stressful environment for her to operate in. And what have we said to do? Call her pension plan. See if you can create havoc in there. Shut that Medicaid down and call all the local drug stores and cancel her prescriptions. Everybody 70 on some damn medicine. Uh-huh. That becomes the focus of your life. And so instead of sleeping round, you got to get round town and get this medicine back on that nightstand. You got to stop her with benefits and prescriptions. Yeah. Now, there's three things you can do.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
That could really, really put a stop to this.
Talk to her.
Number one, tell all of her girlfriends. Just you need help here. Because women still do group counseling. Because when women get in trouble, they get with their girls and they group counsel.
Okay.
Secondly, tell her pastor.
That's a good idea.
That's big when you 70. Damn near in heaven. You 70, you damn near there.
That's big.
What you cannot do at 70 is do a detour at 70. You ain't got a lot of time to fix this.
You're right.
Because you should tell the pastor.
That's big, right?
And the third one is become a hoe yourself.
No.
That's two wrongs.
That is all I can tell you, sir. Now, that's going to require that you got to go back down to them drugstores and open up them prescriptions because you got to get your medicines now, your damn self.
Wow.
How much your blue pills cost, Jay?
They're very expensive.
Jay, why you go straight
and you don't
want to
waste one. Trust me. You want to know you're going to have sex before you take one. Trust me on that.
And cut
they
it,
are, they're damn near $50, okay? So this got to be real.
Yeah, this can't be no game.
Hey, we got to be in the bed naked before I take this. You know what I'm saying? And if one roll up under the bed, oh, we going to stop and get that bad boy, okay? You know what I'm talking about?
Got your overhead.
Let me tell you how this gonna go down.
We're going to take it out, Bill.
Oh, hell no. No, don't go down like that.
You got to see me take
you
this pill.
You got to see me take this pill. Yeah. And you have got to be naked.
Already.
We have signed papers that this is going to go down.
And Jay, how long did it take for the pill kick in?
You got about 20, 25 minutes. So you could take it while they're on the way over. But you've been fooled like that before.
Yeah.
That means
you
got $100 right there. Who got that kind of money laying around?
So these are things that we can now use on our show called Jay Note.
Yeah. Why did you go straight to
Jay? That's
Jay,
a new segment called Jay Note.
Why did he go straight to Jay?
I go straight to Jay because I know he got an answer for this show. So I found out they damn near $50 a piece.
I didn't even
know. Now, what you can do, Steve, to make save some money, you can split them, right?
Yeah.
But you only get half of the results, okay?
So now you just in there half performing. Now she back out in the street because you half like, putting it down.
I like that Jay said you have to be in the bed next day.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, and so this letter, this 70-year-old man, he has a dilemma.
Yeah, he does.
Girlfriends and pastors first. Now, here's another section of the letter I almost left out. By the way, she has become a sex dynamo in the last 30 days. She has been doing and saying things that I have never heard from her before. I am devastated. Let's stop right here, sir. You're too old to be devastated.
You can't afford it.
You 70. If she is not doing and say things that you've never heard before, enjoy yourself. Stop being devastated. Take advantage of this. I don't know what she's saying that you 70 that you ain't heard before. Damn it, you need to tape it. You need to tape it and play it back while you at work.
Yeah, I won't believe it right now.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Steve, can we go to Mr. Jay Knows? Can we ask him what is a sex dynamo? What is that?
No, Shirley, you interrupted the joke. Now, you've been... Shirley.
I'm sorry. I'm just asking.
Stop killing jokes.
I didn't know
I'm sitting right here with Jay. I'm looking at him. If I wanted some damn help, I'd have asked Jay for some help. I know when to go to Jay.
Can I ask him, though?
No, you can't. Your part is strawberry letter over.
Okay. You're turning on me now? Okay.
Tommy.
Get your girl, dog.
Hey, Tommy. Late man.
Your girl, dog.
He's not just Tommy this morning. He was late.
Oh, my
late
God.
Man. I just wanted to know what a sex dynamo was.
Well, Shirley.
Where's the harm in that,
Let's think about it. Let's think about it. She in here saying stuff he ain't heard in 70. So what could she be saying? She got to be using more hip terms. It's cracking.
Why you sit so damn?
Ooh, I like that stanky leg.
That is sexy.
Oh, my
she
God.
Using a modern term.
Yeah. She's
saying put the nay-nay on it. Oh, that cracker lacking.
Juju on that beat.
Juju on that beat.
That's all I wanted to know.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for the nephew's weekend confessions.
Oh, Lord.
And the number is 877-29 Steve. We know how much you love this segment.
Oh, can I go first?
You have a confession?
Oh, you have a confession?
Yeah, I got a little something.
In your own segment, huh?
Well, yeah. It's been going on since the whole weekend. But my number two is going through talking about she wants to start going out with other people since I don't have a lot of time for her.
You said since you're married now, right, you mean you're going to bring it back.
So what I have done is taken herself.
You don't remember saying this earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I ain't told you what I did. I took her cell phone and deleted every male phone number in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't do nothing but call women. That's it. Other than that, it's just it's, we ain't got time.
Fix the phone so she can only call women.
You did what, Tommy?
I deleted every male name out of her phone.
This is your number two.
This is number two.
How y'all doing this morning?
What you not gonna do?
It's a matter of time.
You're not gonna be number two and make calls. That's what you're not gonna do. I like it.
Exactly.
Like it a lot. Love it.
Not gonna be in here calling your shots.
It's not your job to be number two and call other people. Where did he do that at?
Why is Jay co-signing?
Where did they do that at?
That's fine.
You are number two. Stop trying to be a number one.
That's fine. Thank you.
Wow.
No, your
position, so you guys are cool with this? He's married and...
No, I'm not cool with this at all.
Okay, thank you. Somebody.
I done told y'all that this fool's marriage was in trouble right after he said I do.
You did say that.
No, he doesn't understand any of the rules.
That's New Mount Calvary Baptist Church. Yeah.
Junior, what are you doing?
What are you mumbling? Hey, Tommy, I just got off the phone with the Harlem Boys Choir. They are free this Friday.
The funeral is what?
Yeah, it's soon. Yeah.
What are you
going to kill him?
To sing at his funeral.
To sing at his funeral. They ain't doing nothing this Friday. It's rare you get the Harlem Boys Choir. To perform at your funeral.
You booking them for me?
I just got the phone with him. Hung up with him. Name Fred. Fred say they free Friday.
You better go ahead and book them, Tommy.
I'm going to book them.
I'm just saying.
Okay. All right.
Keep saying.
Going through a few things, but I get past.
She say? Did she know you blocked all the guys' numbers from her phone?
She don't know that yet. She'll see it.
Wow.
She'll see it. What? She know her phone.
Yeah. What does your wife know? That's what I want to know. What does she know?
She ain't got nothing to do with this, Sharon.
Wow. Steve, you just heard what he said out of his mouth.
Yeah. No, man, go ahead.
This is about as dumb.
Why is she mixing one and two together? Why are you doing that?
Well, you numbered them, so she was concerned about number one.
I mean, no, you're not.
Know your place.
Junior, what's happening now, Junior?
No, man, he's not that very tall. Yeah, Junior,
what
is he
saying? He acting like he booking a funeral. You're going to stop.
Yeah,
you are going to do.
said he's not that tall.
Did I hear him say something about plot?
No, man. Yeah, his plot. No, we don't need a whole 7 foot. We just need to be by 3 feet by 3 feet.
It ain't even got to be deep.
It ain't got to be deep at all.
A shallow grave.
Shut up, Greg. That's how short he is.
Promise you, man.
You're real short when your grave don't even have to be 6 feet. Just make it be 3 feet.
Save
money.
Y'all not going to sit up and make fun of the man I agree with.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Jay.
I appreciate you, Jay. Stay with me, man.
I understand. It's
gonna be Jay, did you hear anything that Tommy said?
She's got
anything?
No business calling people, Shirley. Well, who she need to call? Him. Just him.
Thank you. Okay. You need one number in your phone.
In fact, need a phone with no numbers on it at all. She came down. It's just a receiver.
People call you, hello.
You can just receive
calls. Why can't I call?
Because you can't call no damn body.
You can't dial out.
I can't believe this boy.
Okay, Steve, you have nothing to say.
Hey, man, do you have phone calls?
That's what we're waiting right now.
Yeah, we're waiting. Yeah.
877-29-STEVE. It is time. Weekend confessions. The booth is open. Call me. Let me know what you did this weekend that you shouldn't have done. Don't call in here with your real name. Keep it on the low low. I know how I go. I've been there. I've been there. I'm there now. So just I'm riding with you. Call me. 877-29-STEVE. Get it off your chest.
Any other confessions?
Yeah. Hey, McCoy and Harris say they open at 11. They want the viewing to be from 11 to 1.
You know McCoy Harrison Funeral Home. You going big. I like it, Junior.
Yeah. They say that they can do the viewing from 11 to 1. They had the services from 2 to 3.
I'm not going to the viewing. We already know what he looks like.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. I'll be back. I'm going to find out who's Rim Motown available.
Tell me when your wife finds out.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be dead. It's gonna be, I got everything together for him.
Early.
Quit saying wife. Mm-hmm. Let's start there.
Okay. He's married. But
quit saying wife.
But why? What should we say?
I don't know. But quit saying wife, because this fool don't understand that.
Yeah.
Did you talk to him before everything. You did this?
And the same goes with y'all talking about, you know, her getting all my money when I pass. Why would I put her in my will? Because if you love me the way you love me, or supposed to love me, when I pass, you should be a couple of days right behind me, shouldn't you?
Man, this logic.
Man, okay, let's go to the phone.
Line nobody. 8. Let's go to Shanae out of Tennessee.
You're my soulmate. Hello? Hey, baby girl, what's your name?
My name is Shanae.
Shanae, what's your confession, baby?
Okay, so me and my husband was barbecuing this weekend, and it was just me and him. So I was like, I hadn't done anything off the chain in a while. So I went outside in the bus, and, you know, because we're the only people on the street, first of all. So I went out there, and, you know, I'm trying to break him off. And then my mom pulls up, and I'm, like, totally naked. So I duck up under my cover for my scooter that I have, and I'm under there. And my mom is talking forever. You know, he's fully dressed, so, you know.
Okay, hold on, baby. We can't lose this. Hold on. We're going to go to commercial. You hold tight. We want to hear this.
We're going to jam. We're going to play a jam, too. Mm-hmm. Just hold on, Shanae.
This is crazy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, we're in the middle of weekend confessions. We left off talking to a young lady named Shanae, Tommy. Mm-hmm. She called in, and just bring us up to speed. What's going on with Shanae? Let's get her on the
Shanae
line.
Shanae decided she was going to get buck wild and went outside buck naked to, you know, to liven things up for her and her man, and then her mama pulled up. So we're going to pick up from right there. We butt naked outside.
She had to duck down behind something.
Yeah. Was it a scooter?
The cover from her scooter or something?
Go ahead. Let me hear it. Where is she at?
Shanae?
Yes, I'm here. So I'm under the scooter cover. It's like
okay, hold on. Let me just, I don't really like messing with this, but Tommy won't fix the story. You want to throw some spice into your marriage because you and your husband hadn't done nothing crazy in a while. Y'all live on the street.
No,
y'all
we
ain't
do
got
all the time. That was the problem. That's why I couldn't come out.
Oh, okay. So you decided to go outside while your man was barbecuing butt naked.
Right.
So you went out there butt naked, and when you get out there, your mama pull up.
Yes.
Now, what did you do after that? Now, let's go.
So I'm just under there, and my mom
you
is
under where, baby?
The scooter cover.
So scooter?
Yeah, what kind of scooter?
Like a moped.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just under it, you know, just waiting for her to leave, and she's talking forever. I don't even know what she's talking about. I'm like, Lord. And so his daughter pulls up. She's here from out of town. She comes with the baby, so my dog is buck wild. He comes running outside, and he's like, what is this under the scooter? And I'm like, oh, my God, I cannot have this happen. This girl down here, and she gonna tell her mama that I was under the scooter, and my mama was there. It was just horrible. The whole thing was horrible. My husband's just talking away. He's not even trying to hint to anybody, like, go home or nothing.
How long were you under there?
Like 45 minutes.
What
was the dog saying?
The dog is just like coming back over there and smelling. I'm like, go in the house. Go in the house, you know. And he's like, you know, no, somebody's under here. And I'm just like, oh, my God. My husband's like, get in the house, Dexter. And I'm like, you are not helping. Tell my mama to get in the car. Tell your daughter to get in the house. So finally, they went in the house. The daughter went in the house and did something with the baby. So, yeah, the grandbaby's there, too. So she went and did something with the baby, and I was able to crawl back in the house.
Did y'all finish?
Did y'all start?
No, we didn't finish.
Sinead, this
is the greatest naked story I've heard.
You know this is crazy, Sinead.
Everybody coming in that backyard.
I know. I was like, this is horrible. And it's dark under there, mosquitoes. I got mosquito bites in places unknown to anybody. And I'm like, this is horrible. This is like the worst thing ever.
Yeah, I'd have just stood on up.
They just had to see me.
Started that moped and rolled off.
Nice. Nats biting y'all in the butt and everything.
What, Steve?
I'd have got on up. I'm under that cover. Cranked up that moped and sat on it and rolled off naked.
That's funny. Get yeah, visual. Right.
Because I can't stay bent over that long no damn way.
I'm will you do it again next week?
No, not that. Something maybe. Yeah, I'm going to give it a while.
Yeah. Like let those mosquito bites heal. All right,
next
Sinead,
time put some calamine lotion on before you start. You just be nice and pink, but you're gonna be fine up under there.
Right, okay. Well, no, I'm not doing that no more. I'm done with that.
You didn't get none of this on video, did you?
No, thank God. No. I can't have anything else like that.
I'm just curious, baby. How tall are you? How tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Size you wear?
What size what?
What size clothes you wear?
22.
You was up
you
under
was
this cover.
How the hell?
Wait a minute. I got it. That's where I come in at. No.
Steve, please.
You was under the scooter cover.
I'm begging you, Steve. I'm begging you, right?
Y'all get out the way now.
Yes, I sat on the peak part scooter. You put your feet on.
No. What cover? What cover? What scooter? You mean, okay, you don't mean scooter, do you? You mean car
like
cover.
Not like a hover around or nothing.
No. Yeah, you like a car cover.
Steve.
It's a scooter.
Volkswagen.
It's a moped.
Steve, stop it right now.
A Harley.
I mean it.
Could not have.
Oh my goodness! Are you trying to fit under the scooter cover?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
It was a Harley. It was a Harley. It was a Goldwing.
Goldwing.
A Goldwing. You got the two wheels in the back and had a sidecar on it.
Babe, let me make sure. I'll make sure you said this right. You wear size 22.
Let me do this. We heard her. We clear about that.
That ain't the problem.
Lord.
What? Oh, scooter?
Stop.
You was the Chase Lounge.
What is it?
No, like? Steve.
Chase Lounge.
Stop.
What cover is outside? The grill.
The grill cover?
Yeah.
No. Not are you quite?
Which one
she
was
said
it,
scooter
baby?
Cover.
Shut up,
it's
Shirley.
Scooter cover.
And it still looked like
what
a
scooter?
It's a what?
Like, okay, baby, like, who make the scooter?
I don't even know who like makes it, but like it's a moped. Like,
yeah,
tractor.
It's
like a
two-seater
moped.
John
like,
Deere or something?
John Deere riding
moped. Okay, Shanae. Bye, Shanae.
It's
girl.
Now story. You got the best story I've ever heard.
Yeah,
I'm so glad. Tommy, this is your best confession story
so,
of all.
So now you're all in.
So, So you mean to me, she was under there and it still looked like a scooter?
You all are not going to do this.
I'm just asking.
I'm not going to get
she
in.
She could have got up and ran with it on and stayed under it, and somebody would have thought the shed was moving.
Is that nice?
Y'all wrong. Play the song.
We
got
to go to a jam right now.
The shed is walking Steve. Out the yard.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. We're back in all our glory. Okay, listen. We're in the middle of weekend confessions with the nephew, okay? He is right here.
Yeah.
This
I'm
is
not here to help you.
Ride.
I just want to hear what you're going through. If you've been butt naked up underneath a moped with a cub on top of it, call your boy. Let me know what's happening in your life. Yeah. Size 22 right. Or size 2. It don't matter what size you are. 877-29-STEVE.
That's right. Let's go to line 7 and talk to TJ out of Georgia.
TJ.
Hey. It is so good to be on the radio listening to each of you. I wake up and listen even when I don't have to work in the morning. However, I'll tell you a quick story. I met a guy about a month ago, and we've been talking back and forth. So we decided to get together this weekend. I took one of my best friends because I really didn't know him. I go into the restaurant, and he was already there. And I see him, but I wasn't sure. But, you know, normally in some of my dates, the men, they'll get up, they'll walk over to you, they'll be a gentleman. Anyway, he was looking at me, gesturing for me to come over there. I was gesturing for him to come over there. So we met halfway. I get at the table. He had already ordered a pitcher of beer, right? I don't know you. I don't know if you put anything in it. But I saw him drinking it, so I'm drinking the beer, and we do that. And he's starting to do all this hard dancing. Then he wanted another pitcher of beer. So make a long story short, then he pulled a chair over and went and pulled me over to sit by. So he got up to pay the waitress. And as he paid the waitress, I gestured to my friend, let's go. And so as he was paying, I ran out and got my car and left. Didn't say goodbye. And so he texted me, and I told him that I'm not good at saying goodbyes, but I miss you.
Wait a minute. You told him you miss him?
Yeah, because I had to leave. It was just crazy. He was not a gentleman. I've never experienced anything like that, but I just left.
But you don't miss him, though.
I didn't say goodbye or nothing. We were gone. We went to Church's Chicken.
Okay, but you don't miss him, though. Why
I know,
you telling
but
you...
it made him feel better. It made him feel better as a man.
Right.
He stroked his ego.
You got to let an ignorant person down easy.
Right.
In the words of my daddy, don't snatch your head out the lion's mouth. You got to ease it out.
Okay.
I didn't say it. I'm just not good at saying goodbyes, and you know. So he went a second day, but I don't think so. But it's not sexy for a man to overdance. You know, he's like in his 30s. They don't know what to do these days.
Overdance.
You know, you can dance, but when you overdance, you order pitchers of beer, and all this is
What kind of gyrating was he doing?
Was his hands above his waist, real high in the air?
He was way too.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
He got up, and I was ghost.
He had hands over his head, did it, and dropped it 3 times.
Not good at all, no.
I'm telling you, like Eddie Murphy and Boomerang when he was on the dance floor with Robin Givens.
Did he turn his butt to you?
Did he twerk?
Did he? I'm like, oh, baby.
Did he twerk?
Did he twerk?
I think they'll read a book or something. But yeah, so I left him.
All right, baby, we got to go. I miss you.
All right, love you.
You miss her already, Tommy?
I miss you already, babe. Bye-bye.
Thank you, TJ. Let's go to line three and talk to Onyx out of North Carolina.
That's a hell of a club in Houston, Onyx. Hey, Onyx.
Hey, how you guys doing?
The one in Atlanta, yes, it is. Yes, the Lord.
What's going on, babe? I got 30 seconds. Let's go real fast.
All right. This weekend, my wife and I were chilling. We decided to play some spades because the kids were out the house. So we
Hold on.
You heard it.
You're going to have to wait because so we can get the whole story.
All right.
But right there, you and your wife, I just want you to hold on so we can get all the way to the end of it. Onyx.
I got you.
The club in
Onyx. Right. Sound like a wife, too.
All right. We got to get back to these weekend confessions. Good today, nephew.
They ain't bad at all. We got Onyx on the line. She gave us a call and she was telling us about her wife. And we stopped right there. So, Onyx?
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, baby. Take it from the top for me.
Okay, so it was the weekend. We didn't have nothing to do. The kids were at the grandparents for the whole week.
Hey, Onyx?
Yeah.
Is it two wives in this story?
Yeah.
Okay, I just need to be clear on that.
My voice don't match my exterior, though. So think like the brat and then another feminine lady.
Okay.
You are the brat?
You the brat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You the brat.
Right, not the feminine one.
We got it. Oh, okay. We got it.
All right.
Oh, you the feminine one?
No, she the brat.
I'm sorry. Nah, you good. But yeah, we sent the kids to our grandparents for the whole weekend, Friday through Sunday, and we were sitting in the house with nothing to do, and we decided to play some spades. But it got a little boring, you know, being the two people there, so I decided that we should call up a set of friends of ours that we're really good friends with, we've been friends with for years. Again, another couple just like us with one masculine one and one feminine one, and we called them up to play spades, but the masculine one was out of town on work, but her wife was home. So she's like, I'll come through and play with you guys. Me and my wife are like, okay, no problem. We always have a good time. We play cards. No problem.
I'm scared.
So we go around and we start playing spades. Now, we're in North Carolina in the middle of the summer, so it's hot and our air conditioner is on, but we've been drinking. You know, once that liquor set in,
Come on, DeBrett.
So I was like, okay, night went on. I'm like, okay, let's make this interesting because I'm sweating like a runaway slave here. So I'm like, we're going to play strip spades and whoever loses their book, you know, comes up out of a piece of clothing. So everybody looks around the table. Everybody's in agreement. Well, a little bit of time wore on and one thing led to another. Some lines got blurred. Once everything was over, we dropped the person home and now they're like texting and calling, but we don't know how to feel about that because we are really good friends with them as a couple, but you know, her wife wasn't there. So now that's not real. When keeping it real goes wrong, you know?
Yeah, but do her wife know that something jumped off?
Nah.
Okay.
Do that type of stuff matter?
Well, you can't be crossing.
How'd you feel if it was the other way around?
I mean, I wouldn't mind, but we are about that life, so it wouldn't be that big of an issue on my side.
About that life.
They are traditional, so they are not about that right life, so it may be different from me.
Wait, what did you say, Onyx? Say that again,
I'm so
please.
We're not
traditional. We're about that life. So if something like that was to happen on our end, it'd be fine with us because that's okay. Yeah. But in their sense, they're traditional. I don't think they're really into the M&M sharing. So I think that, you know, it might be a little bit different if it comes to light for them.
So let me get this right, DeBrett. So you...
Her name is Onyx.
So Onyx, you and your wife have an open marriage.
Right.
So I'm just curious though. Can your wife have relations with a male?
No, that's not how the rules go.
Okay. See, I don't know the rules. I'm just trying to ask.
We bring one female back, and we both have to agree on that person.
Okay. My uncle right, though. This so damn confusing.
Yeah, I don't want to play with y'all. It's
confusing if you ain't in the game.
I don't want an extra hand.
It's not
your
about
game.
That line
and me.
All right, here we are. Last break of the morning. Mm-hmm. Just one more thing. Wow. Okay, again, we want to say congratulations going out to Kevin Hart. His Captain Underpants came at number 2.
Yay, Kevin,
this week, yeah, $23.5 million, yeah. There you go.
Hey,
it followed Wonder Woman, which made $100.5 million, which Kevin said it would.
Yo, man.
Mm-hmm, he did say that. Mm-hmm.
He did.
How them Cavaliers doing, man?
They're right behind Captain Underpants.
number three.
Oh, okay. Well, right now they looking a lot like them damn Houston Rockets. Right
now. We weren't even in it at all.
You know, we're gonna go on, take it on up to Cleveland, see if we can't get two of them back. But we gonna have to wait though. We been down two before to the same group.
Is this a better team now? You would say
Cleveland's Cavs better? Better, but the Golden State is better too though.
Kevin Durant, boy. Yeah,
and they pissed about last year. They really are, so they playing pissed. Yeah. If we don't win these two in Cleveland, it's going to be ugly. But I'll tell you one thing, though. Well, you know, if we lose two in Cleveland, yeah, it's over with. It'll be over just like the Rockets series.
Yeah,
you don't have to keep bringing up the Rockets.
No, I ain't bringing it up, man. You the one brought it up. I said, hey, man, you asked me how I feel about them Cavaliers. You must know. You must know how I feel.
Well, weren't we at the same position last year when they were down two?
Exact same position. Mm-hmm. I expect them to win at home. Now,
Mexican boys look dangerous out there. I don't know much about basketball.
Yeah,
but
you know nothing.
Nothing at all.
But they are dangerous.
But does LeBron look like he's getting madder? He's just not holding his...
I don't watch
you
haven't
watched
games.
It? Oh.
No, I don't watch that.
Does he look madder?
I don't want the nerves. I can't stand that.
Yeah.
Man, I work all day, then I come home, now I got some gut-wrenching game on. Yeah. Nah, man. I got off work from the Apollo last night, man. I cut on the USA Ninja Warriors versus the world.
Uh-huh. You watching nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all. Trying to figure out how long I can hang on them balls without falling in that damn water. Because I got to stay on them balls. Because I can't swim. So falling in that water is not an option.
That's not an option.
I have got to stay on these balls.
Now, here I am thinking he's watching the game.
Yeah, he's
no,
all into
hell
it
no.
Stuff.
Well, you know, no. To be real, don't look like Cleveland
Silly
watching
you,
the game.
Carla.
Yeah. You know, Carla, what I do is I click over there. I saw they was down by 6. Okay,
mm-hmm. Okay
right
so you
away.
Check in. Uh-huh.
Then I click over. They was down by 8.
Uh-huh.
Then I say, okay, this too much. And then I'm through. And then I go watch other stuff. And then that's how I watch the game.
If I click in and Cleveland
up by 40,
you in it.
Mm-hmm. I order ice cream and everything.
Yeah, and everything going.
Well, win or lose, what did Shaq say? What did Shaq say? If we lose, if we lose, we still get in our Phantoms. And what? Drive through our mansions.
Yeah, but you drive slower. It ain't a happy drive.
Yeah, and you hit a lot of stuff
along the way.
And your windows ain't down waving at people. That's the damn stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really worried right now about this series.
What?
Not really worried about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I got news for you, man. If they lose, Steve, I've got vacation coming up. That's all I know.
Wait, what now?
What does that have to do?
Nothing. Yeah.
It has nothing to do with nothing.
It's got everything to do with me.
Say it again. Oh, it's just about you. Oh, okay.
I said, because even if they lose, Steve Harvey got a vacation coming up.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. That's all. Yeah. I work 11 months out the year for this 1 month. That's what I do.
You're right.
I bust my tail for 11 months just to get to this 1 month.
You deserve it, Steve. You
my anniversary time with my girl, we spend it alone.
I'm sorry, no man. Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
And how
no
many
family?
Years
no other
up?
Family?
This is our 10th this year.
Wow, right. This is big.
This is big. 10 years.
Yeah.
And boy, let me tell you something. I'm gonna lay that woman out, man.
As if you don't do that every year, Steve.
Okay. Yeah, man. But
every
this woman,
year.
This girl climbed down in a hole with me, man.
Wesley.
She climbed down in that hole, boy. When I found out we didn't have nothing, I said, God, dog, I went in there and told her that. She said, we got each other. She said, I'm with you no matter what happened.
They ain't got nothing.
God got us out there. Well, we didn't, man. When we first got married, we were in trouble financially. We lost everything in the divorce.
Yeah, he talks about that. Some taxes, remember?
And then the taxes, man. Man, they found seven years of unfiled taxes in a box when my accountant died. Seven years of unfiled taxes with all of the checks stapled to the returns.
You was Wesley sniping up in there.
No, I wasn't Wesley sniping nothing. Wesley had a plan.
That's what
not
he
to
used
taxes.
To describe.
Yes, ma'am. I'll bring it down there.
All right. I got come on, ripped. Steve.
But I'm back.
Let's hope the cancer.
Just as long as you've been married, ain't it?
One last go. Dig on the way out.
Go Cavs!
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.